We're in Simin Shin Ches. We're up to Sifil Lamed Aleph. We'll be doing from Lamed Aleph to Lamed Hey. Basar Chai, raw meat. Afilu Tofel She'enam Alua Klal. It was totally unsalted. Mutter L'Tatlo. You're allowed to carry. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Mishum D'Chazi L'Umtza. People do eat these things raw. V'cheinim Imutafuach Pirish Masriach. It got it swelled up from spoilage. Mutter L'Tatlo Mishum D'Roy L'Klavim. Then it's roy for animals. So the halachi is that according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, that since some people do eat raw meat, it's roy l'achila, and if it's spoiled meat, it's roy for dogs. So first of all, today humans do not eat raw meat anymore, and therefore the poskim say that it is muktzah. Furthermore, this halacha that if it's spoiled, it's roy l'klavim, one would feed it to the dogs, that's only in a place where people own dogs or the person himself owns a dog. With regard to something that is roy l'achilas, achilas odom when it's cooked, but when it's raw is only roy l'achilas kelev, the mashmos of here is that it would not be good enough. And we'll see in Sif Lamed Beis here why that is. So let's see Lamed Beis. Dog maluach, that's a herring, salted fish, pickled fish. Muter l'taltalo, you're allowed to move it. V'sheina maluach osur mipnei sheina roi. Whereas raw fish is not roi l'achila. People don't eat raw fish that haven't been treated. And therefore, it's considered mukta. Now, the Magen Avraham brings down... So first of all, the halacha of dog maluach applies whether it's herring, whether it's smoked fish. Fish that are edible, even though they're not cooked. The Magen Avraham says that even though... say raw meat would be roy l'achila to a dog. Nevertheless, you wouldn't give it to a dog. You're waiting to cook it and serve it to humans. So it would be considered muktzah. It's only something spoiled where we could say that if the dogs would eat it, that it's not muktzah. But something good, the halacha would be that you couldn't, the fact that a dog would eat it would not make it roy l'achila, because you wouldn't give it to your dog. You'd save it to cook and serve to human beings. The Taz disagrees, but the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he holds like the Magen Avraham. So that means raw meat in your freezer is muktzah. You can't move it out of the way in order to get something that's behind it. If you have a drawer that has raw meat in it, unless it has other things that are not muktzah that are equally as valuable or more valuable than the raw meat, otherwise your drawer would be muktzah. Sif Lamed Gimel. Kameya she'ena mumcha, afal pi she'en yotzen ba metalf lenosa. A kameya that was not proven yet, so we said you're not allowed to carry it out in the street on Shabbos, it's not muktza. Why is that? Because it's mutter to carry in a karmelis. You're allowed to wear it in a karmelis. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if it's something that's totally, that we're not just missing another person to prove it, the whole theory of it is something new, and who says that it's going to work? That you could not even try out in a karmelis. Sif Lamed Dalet. Kol dover metunef. Anything filthy. Kagon, rei, ki, vitsoa, which is, whether you're dealing with vomit or excrement of a person or an animal, ben shal adam, ben shal tarnagolim, v'kiyotzebem, im hoyu b'chotzer shiyoshem ba. If it's in a yard, a chotzer, that you happen to be sitting in, Muter lo tziyam la'ashpo le'besakisa, you can actually carry it out. Why is this? Afilu below kli, even not inside a keli. That's all muter. Why is this? Because of kavod abrias, Chazal were matur it. Dimhoyu b'chotzer she'ena darsham, aser lo tziyam. Whereas if it's in a chotzer that you're not sitting, it doesn't ruin your own ikshavis, and there's no problem of kavod abrias, it's muter. V'im yorei mipnei atinik shlo yislach lech, if you're afraid that some kid will go over there and get all filthy, Mutter lichbos olav kli, you can go and cover it with a keli. I would say that you can't cover a keli for something that's mukta, and this is mukta machmas gufo. Kamash malon, you're allowed to carry a kli for any purpose. Sif lamed hay. Afapi shemutter lohotzi graf shoreva of it shomer aglayim also lachziram. Let's say someone has a bedpan that was full. He goes and empties it. He can't bring it back, unless, of course, someone needs to use it. That's mutter because of kavod abrias. But otherwise, to bring it back because he doesn't want to leave it outside, that's going to be aser. Elim kei nos natoch hamayim, unless he put water in there, so at least the water in it is roy lebehema, and as a result of it, we don't consider the whole thing muktzah.